The rain on the road. So just give me 1 second just to get organized. Yeah. So I hope everybody can hear me.
Hey, Ralph.
I'm sorry about that. Just with the rain and everything, the roads were a little bit slow this morning. Tov. Let's just catch up and see what's going on here. Let me catch my breath. Oh, we spoke about yesterday. Was that just under the recording is good to go? Okay, great. What we saw yesterday was a very important yesod. That the two luchos, the tzad that deals with Banu L'Chaveiri and the tzad that deals with Banu L'Mokom, came down joined together. There's a very deep message there. The message is that the Banu L'Mokom and Banu L'Chaveiri are really nurtured from the same source. They flow from the same source, which is the Vaftarecha Kamoicha, Shazet Tal Godal Batera, Zet Kulu Tera Kulu, is Vaftarecha Kamoicha, because included in there is all the three primary relationships, Benom La'atzmoy, that's the Kamoicha, Benom La'mokum, that's Reecho, and Benom La'chavera, which is the Reecho. There's the two pshatim there in the Gemara of what Reecho is. Reecho Zeh Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'ugam Chavercho. So when you're doing a Benom La'mokum, it's also Benom La'chavera. When you're doing a Benom it's also Ben Ola Markham, because who told you to do the Ben Ola Chaveri? That's what we saw yesterday. Fine, so I'm right at the end of the chapter, of chapter, which means to be a son. We say you're a son, whether you like it or not, you can never end it. You just get to choose which kind of son you're going to be. Another important yesod we mentioned yesterday was off the back of the day before, was the cigarette story, that our whole relationship to our Torah and to our mitzvahs, when it comes to being over a ben om lechaveiro, when we God forbid do something that hurts another person, then it's the way it's supposed to be. A person is terribly embarrassed. He feels shocking. You embarrass a friend in public. God forbid you bump somebody with your car. You do something that hurts the other person. You never forgive yourself. You feel terrible. Then when it comes to doing a pagia in a benom lamokum, we tend to forgive ourselves. We brush it off because Hashem's fine. He's not worried about that. Chilul Shabbos should be the same as embarrassing somebody in public. A person should feel the same. Asham, the shame, guilt, the same feeling of terror when he does that, and yet we see that we don't act like that. That's not our teva. It's not teva shelana. Sometimes you'll see, this is not in the sefer, but we can talk about it once we are. Sometimes you'll find people that are much more makpidim leom lamakim than the oin manolam chaveri. He's very frum and medaktek in every diktuk aloch when it comes to manolam lamakim, but in manolam chaveri he's more shvach. So there's two things here. First of all, his Banu L'Mokums aren't really that great either, because it's lacking the relationship. If he hasn't got a relationship with people, he can't be nice to Yidden, and he's being nice to Hashem. You can't put your midas into packages. Angry with everybody. He will just this person, he's a Balgaiva, has midas. The son of Altar Kel brings it so down. That you can't compartmentalize midos. So if he's keeping an honorable mockums with a big frum with every chum and every diktuk or whatever, but he's mezalzel in other people and whatever, then first of all, the mockums are also, that's not a subject now. But there's another reason here is you'll see in certain mitzvahs, we don't tend to look in Shulchan Aruch because we think we know what we have to do. If you would come to a person and ask him, tell me, what's a kosher esrog? He'll tell you, what do you want from me? Look in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know what a kosher esrog is supposed to be. I don't know what kosher tefillin is supposed to be. I don't know what kosher shechita is supposed to be. Yeah? Look in Shulchan Aruch. Don't have any problem opening up Shulchan Aruch to have a look and learn Hilchus Lulav. You tell the guy, tell me something. What is with the mitzvah kibud av aim? He doesn't go to Shulchan Aruch to look there because he already knows. He knows how to look after his parents. You do this and you do that and yeah, but you learn. It's all sif in Shulchan Aruch. You learned it. No, what have to learn it for? Stocker, for example, or Moshe Feinstein was used to say, nobody ever asked him shalas in Hilchus Stocker. Why not? Because what's it going to do with halacha? I'm as a kashrut Hilchus Stocker to halacha. Yeah, I know what I want to do. I'm a generous person. I'm giving lots of stock, and I know I want to give this, I want to give that, I want to give that. What I have to look in Shulchan Aruch for? So you'll find a person like that when it comes to the Malam Chaveres, he'll be very lacking in knowing how to do the mitzvah just because he doesn't open up a Shulchan Aruch to look because he doesn't think he has to. Hashem can in the Benam Malkum, the person opens up, he learns the halachas because it's more chashuv. There are to find people that want to learn Hilchus Benam Chaveres, you know. It's not because they don't think it's important. They don't think that it's got anything to tell them because they know already what's important, how to look after my father. Yeah, but you know, there's all these halachas and it's this. So we don't open up the Shulchan Aruch there. So that's another reason why there's this disconnect between the two sides of the luchos. The shayrish of the luchos, it's our kesh and our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's at the shayrish of all of this, and we have to remember that. We said that was David HaMelech. There was David HaMelech got to this dagger. Kiposha and Yeida v'chatosi negdi tomid. Rashi says there, v'chatosi negdi tomid, mitoich sh'ani mitcharet v'doigalav. I'm worried about it. The same way as God forbid somebody in his car would knock down a child or something, rachmona litzlan, shelo neida. Yeah, the next day he'd ask him, no, what happened to me? Whatever, you know, they forgave me. I called Basari. I didn't even think about it anymore. No. He's been long sleepless nights. Thank you. You put on the light yesterday, whatever, but it wasn't your fault, whatever, but you switched lights on Shabbos. The Lord directly beheld. I said, sorry, Hashem. There's a disconnect here. David, no. That's Rashi there. I just want to point out one thing here. When we hear the words mitcharet and doeg, we get miserable. David HaMelech was able to mitcharet and v'doigalav v'chatasi neg ditomid and still be a bal simcha. David HaMelech didn't become miserable because of it. He got to the whole of Tehillim, and David HaMelech is going through wild, different stuff. He's melting from fear and he's besimcha and he never lost his simcha levels. That's why we have such a problem today with charot and with daiga. It's hard for us to mitcharet and doeg because we become miserable. You're not allowed to be miserable. You have to be able to because I'm mitcharet and I'm doeging and still be a bal simcha, normal, healthy person. This generation is so mixed up that we think mitcharet means you become depressed and you walk around worried and chewing your nails. No, David HaMelech was a normal, healthy person, carried on his life. At the same time, he had space to be mitcharet and to doeg. It didn't interfere with anything else. That's not so simple. Okay, so just pointing that out. If you feel like you want to go off and do this, test your simcha levels while you mitcharetting and doeging, okay? It's not so posh. Rav Hutton already said that this generation shouldn't mitcharet because we don't know how to do it properly. Once I told that to Talmud Chochem, Baal Musa, he said to me, in Achinami, but don't write it out the Torah. We still need to mitcharet. We can't ignore it. But you have to be careful because we don't know what mitcharet means. Mitcharet doesn't mean beating yourself up. That's not charotah. Okay. Fine. Let's end off the Samachet. Let's end off Perek Hay, and then Mitzvah Hashem we'll look at Rayosi. The Kol Hayim Divrei Baal Reishis Chochma, the Shah Ava Perek Revi. Well, Ze Tzivos Torah. On this, the Torah commanded us. The Amra it says in Vayikra after the Recha Kamaycho. The Kapish Rebar Seri Zeinich Livrocha in the Midrash in Shmois and in the Zohar Shmois in Parshas Beshalach. That's what's written here. I'm not. Sherecha Kodesh Baruch Hu. That the Reyecha in the Posuk after Recha Kamaycha, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenema, as it says in Mishle, Reyecha v'rei avicha al tazoiv. Reyecha v'rei avicha. Who's Reyecha v'rei avicha? That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al tazoiv. Don't leave him. V'oid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'rayv ahavosoi osonu koronu rayim. And further, Hashem, for his enormous love that he has for us, he calls us rayim, friends. Shenema leman achi v'rayim. In order for my brother and for my friend. Says in Tehillim then, Kuf Mem Ches, Livnei Yisrael, Am Kroivoy, my relatives, my close ones. Therefore it says, V'after Recha Kamoicha, L'Recha Shua Kodesh Baruch Hu Kamoicha, V'ad Shata Reitze La'atzmecha, L'Av with a you want for your love Hashem, Moshimesh will have you. Kacharosh Baruch Hu Shul. Learn the man of Mikar. Whole mice of the Shlemus. But that's the Machaven. All these mice into Shlemus. We so settled, and happy, and convinced that mediocrity is lachatchila. We the Yetzer has dragged us down and said to us, listen, anybody, you're a nobody, you know, you started late or whatever, you don't know, and you're not sure. What are you dragging your cop for? Just, you know, go through the motions, do what you have to do, you'll be fine. You're much better than most people out there. If you look at the rest of the world, you know, you're in the top 5%. So how bad can it be? And then coast through. No. Mechaven is called myself the Shlemus. We've given up. We've given up thinking we could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. We've given up thinking we could be like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. We've given it up. And we pass it on to our children as well. You can be great. I'm not talking about lachatz. I'm not talking about pressure. I'm not talking about unreasonable expectations. No. Just a kavana. I'm shooting for shleimus. A lovely shtadel. Shehein ha-mitzah shebenon v'okim benon ha-hein v'hein mitzah shebenon v'chaveire. Tikimena kulam b'mesiris v'medikdu ki atoyre kula achasi. Whether you're busy with the benon l'mokim, but those are v'leim l'chaveire. Find out how to do the mitzvah as best as you can. Why settle for less? It's all one Torah, and it's all Hashem, and it's my relationship with Hashem. It's all one Torah. Whether you're doing a big mitzvah, you're doing a little mitzvah, learn about it, take time out, go study it, understand it. Kibud av ha'ayim. No matter what it is, Hilchas Tefillah. Especially now. I mean, we for sure got a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's something with tefillah that needs to be looked at, each person on his own. Not about pointing fingers at everybody else. But for sure, there's a disconnect with tefillah here. You know, you drive around town, you see little tents outside everybody's house. You know, what's going on here? The reality on the ground is that, you know, you can't have it in shuls. You know, you come into Eish Kodesh and these lots of black plastic boxes all over the place. You come here for Ma'ariv, there's 12 and a half people davening Ma'ariv. What happened? You know, there's something for sure going on here. So take time out. Look at your tefillah, the Nilchus tefillah, whatever. Just try and get in touch a little bit with I want to start a Shia Metzah Shem. I'm trying to look at it from next week after Ma'ariv to start a Ma'ariv's early now. It's in the afternoon, so there are many people can't. But try and just learn a bit of Nilchus tefillah. Hashkafas of tefillah, Hanagas of tefillah. 15 minutes, just. I mean, tefillah, that's the Bein Olam L'Makom, Bein Olam L'Chaveiro, where you see it clearly, that's Bein Olam L'Makom, Bein Olam L'Chaveiro. Nochon, Yilchus Chveis, Yilchus Shatnes. It's hard to see the Benon Lechaveiro in there. But Tefillah, you see the Ben Rock there, and it's a Ben Rock. You've achieved to David. So, message here, something about David. No? I mean, a lot of messages of all, you can't tell me that interested, but not because I'm not interested, but because you can't, we have to learn. He's definitely done something to Attila. I mean, I think that anybody missed that, then, wow, in a lot of trouble. Attila's been touched more than once. So there's something disconnecting in our relationship with the Kosh Baruch Hu. So why settle for mediocrity? Why settle for mediocrity in tefillah of all places? Anyway, each person, I'm just saying tefillah because that's what's disturbing me right now. But anybody, you have to look for yourself and see. Aval l'lischaven is kol ma'asev l'shleimus. Without pressure, without lachatz, but you're doing something anyway. Do it properly. Once a member asked him, when I was living in Johannesburg in the Koilo, I asked him about how to set goals. How does the person go about setting goals? No, that's a very, that people talk about that a lot. So his answer, he shocked me. He said to me, I never heard my Rebbeim speaking about setting goals. Never. And I learned in Gates, Podovich, Brisk, whatever. Galantaga, I never heard my father ever speaking about goals. I was like shocked, you know, like, that's the beginning of everything, you know, goals, you have to say goals. He said, so it could be for you guys, it's different. You should speak to her about tata. That's what he thinks about. I've never, and he lost sense. I don't know what it is. He said, all I ever heard from Rabbi is if you're doing something, do it as well as you can. Mainly you're doing it, so do it properly. You're benching. Right? So then bench properly. Mainly you're benching. If you're not benching and you have a struggle, should you bench, shouldn't you bench? That's another story. But you're benching. Do so bench properly. You're davening. You're spending a lot of time in the Beis Midrash every day, you know, standing in front of a shtender, twitching your lips. Because you might as well do it properly. No, that's what he heard from his Rabbi. If you're doing something, do it properly. So that's maybe the goal. The goal is to take the things we're already doing and try and fine tune them a little bit. That's a small step that we can make in that direction. Okay, we'll come back to a lot of these ideas as we develop these thoughts through the Sefer, but now we're going to move on to the other relationship we spoke about, and that's the relationship called Rayosi. The Keshe Shabbat Nakash Baruch Hu Beinu Keshe Nikra Rayosi Yesh Rabodim Amukim BeYoyisa. This relationship that's referred to in the Torah as Rayosi, that Akash Baruch Hu refers to Klal Yisrael and us, Knesset Yisrael, as Rayosi. So that there's very deep aspect here. This is a very big, deep subject. And Chazal speak about it. The Gemara in Yadayim says like this. Ein kol ha'olam kulo kedai kiyom shenitein bo shir hashirim Yisrael. The world was never as worthy as the day that Shir HaShirim was given to Klal Yisrael. All the Shirim that we have are Kodesh, Shir HaSayam, that's Kodesh. Now we have a Shir HaShirim, Kodesh Kedoshim. That's Shir HaShirim. Kodesh HaKedoshim, Kuloi Sod V'raz. What's Kodesh HaKedoshim? Kodesh HaKadoshim is completely hidden. The whole thing's a big secret. Only one person once a year is allowed to go in there, and if he doesn't get it right, he doesn't come out. Tomon Mitzofen, it's hidden, completely closed off and hidden. Kachigam Gedushoso Shel Sefer Shir HaShirim. So too, Sefer Shir HaShirim is Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's Kulu Raz, Kulu Sod, Kulu hidden. V'nei b'sefer zeh nimshel hakesher sheben Yisrael la'avim shebeshamayim lakesher shel nisuin. Kesher ben Baal le'isha. The relationship discussed in Shir HaShirim, the relationship between Klal Yisrael va'avim shebeshamayim, is described as a marriage, husband and wife. That's Shir HaShirim. K'dakeinu b'sefer zeh lo'ediyah chivoson shel Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the way of the sefer that we're learning, to notify people, for people to understand the enormous care, love that Klal Yisrael has before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to try, as we always do. We know we don't understand, but we know that we have a chiv to understand. The Loshon there, we remind you, the Loshon there at the beginning of Shah Gimel or the Nefesh HaChaim, that we can't understand this. So then why are you bothering? He wrote all safe on Shir HaShirim, by the way. You just said you can't understand it. You write a safe on something you can't understand. No, we have a chiyuv to understand what we can understand. We have a chiyuv to dabble with it in the way of a coal. Remember, we spoke about the hot coal. You have a chiyuv to fan the coal, to warm yourself from it, to use the light of the coal, but you can't pick it up. Remember, we spoke about this. Yeah. No. Yes. Okay. So.
I remember, Rabbi. So that's how that was
helpful. Well, yeah. Okay. Just 1 second. There's a question. Yeah, Rabbi Yitzhak, what do you want to say? Hello.
Sorry, ignore that.
Ignore that. Okay, I'm ignoring it. Chaval, it's so nice when somebody actually shows signs of life out there, you know. good. How come no one falls asleep on Zoom?
Can I ask a question?
I just want to ask another question. How come no one falls asleep on Zoom in the Beis Midrash? Everyone's fast asleep. I suppose on Zoom you could just switch off, you know, and no one can see you. Okay. Sorry, yeah, that was a good question I just asked, no? Okay, the ones in the Beis Midrash is not what I'm talking about. So Zogmi, who's got a question? Yeah. Somebody wanted to ask a question? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
In the Pasuk Laman Achai, who is Achai?
Hello, I can hear you.
In the Pasuk Laman Achai, who is Achai?
Tell me the pasuk. Are you referring to? You muted.
Laman achai v'rei'ai. So who is achai?
Read me the pasuk. You can't give me two words from a pasuk and then ask me to explain to you pshat in the pasuk. Tell me what the pasuk is. Tell me what Rashi says. Let's learn the pasuk. I'm not.
You brought laman achai v'rei'ai, and you said we are his re'im. So who is achai? I'm asking.
I brought a pasuk now.
Laman achai v'rei'ai. You said we are his re'im. We are his re'im. So I'm asking, who is achai then in that pasuk that you brought?
But I didn't read a point. Did I bring a pasuk? I brought a pasuk. Just 1 second. I didn't quote a pasuk. We did a quite a pasuk.
Laman achai v'rei'ai, about 5 minutes ago.
Ah, you're going back to the Perek Hay already. So that was a long time ago. I'm supposed to remember what I did 5 minutes ago. I haven't even had a coffee this morning yet, you know, and I'm supposed to remember what I said on the... One second. You're going back to there, to the pasuk in Tehillim we brought.
Yes.
You're talking about the pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Chav Beis. Okay, Laman Achi V'Rayi. It's about my brother and my wife. It's about Hashem. That's Klal Yisrael's relationship with Hashem. Klal Yisrael's relationship with Hashem is described by many different things. One of them is sister, one of them is brother, one of them is spouse, one of them is child. That pasuk is referring to Shkoch. That pasuk is talking about...
It's basically just a different aspect of our relationship, a different dimension of our relationship, right?
Yeah. Okay. We mentioned that right at the beginning. There's many different ones. We're focusing on these two, but there's others as well that need to be dealt with. Shir HaShirim, we'll see, has many, many different analogies for our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Achoisi, Tamasi, Rayasi. Okay. So that's Raman Achi is like a brother. That also needs understanding.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. I was in the middle of Shir HaShirim and you were quoting Psukim from Tehillim. I don't know where you were coming from. Sorry, I forgot about that already. Fine. So we're going to try and understand what we can understand. Yeah, fully understanding that it's a very delicate, difficult subject to understand and that we really can't understand, but we'll do what we can in order to take away what we need to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his unbelievable love and chesed for us, bound us to him in what's called a marriage. Now, obviously that doesn't make any sense. If it makes sense, it doesn't make sense. The material shaber is a oizen and ishtamesh b'moshel. You have to try and, what does it mean we are Shem's spouse? I mean, there's no way to even begin to understand what we're talking about. So to try and chop a little bit, let's use a moshel. It's made of Adam Gadol, Talmud Chochem Narech, Shakol Meshacharim Lepishoi, Vefusam Beteros Vegedelose. Take an Adam Gadol, big Talmud Chochem, Gadol Ador. Everybody knows about him. Everyone's lining up beside his door 24 hours a day to speak to him, to get eitzes. He's world famous for his godless in Torah and his personal godless as a human being. Everyone listens to him. No one is mamish the chutzpah of ozos to go against his word. This godl, no matter how big he is, Moshe Rabbeinu. But if he wants to build a house, he wants to have children, he wants to make the mitzvahs of the Torah, to marry a woman, right? If now by Shilayim, Yitzralu Bisha. the type of home they're going to build, the characteristic of the house, that's determined by the wife. If she'll do it well, very good. But if she won't, so he can't force himself on her. He can't force her to do what he wants. But in this tchum, only a wife can help him. He doesn't have a choice. There's no one else you can use here. And he may have to marry somebody who's much lower than him, on a much lower level, and not like him, not doesn't have his godless and his mufusamkat or whatever. Yeah, marry plenty married simple, you know. But he has to, he doesn't have a choice. He can't, there's nowhere else where you can do this. The Krabi Aru Chazal, no his darga nisavitato. The Gemara in Yevamah says, go down a step, go down a darga and marry a woman. Don't wait until you find, perfection. Go down a step, put your nose down a little bit. Whatever that Gemara is talking about, but that's the pshat there. Noch is daga v'sois ishtecha ki keviyochul naga kodesh bochu. Kach keviyochul naga kodesh bochu. That's how kodesh bochu was noheg with us. V'chein buvel chazal amir rabbi Shmuel banachman v'shash bo kodesh bochu soilam nis'a v'shitye dira b'tachtoinim. Midrash there says, when a kodesh bochu created the world, they had a taiva, he had a deep desire to have a dwelling place in the lower world. We have to stop here because it's getting late. But you understand that without this pasuk, we never say such words. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has a desire, taiva, mis'av Hakadosh Baruch Hu dira b'tachtonim. He wants a place where he can hang out in this world. Yeah. So to do that, kiviyochel, he has to get married, he has to find a wife and build a house. Well, that's where we come in. Okay, Metz Hashem, we'll start again. Perek Vav, we'll go through. It's going to be. We won't see you till Yom Rishon. So we'll start this again. Tomorrow is Shabbos Malchasa. Are we still set for 9:35? Okay, Eli, if you can come. 9:35 is fine. There's a Tov Bishvili. So that's tomorrow, only on Zoom, not in Eish Kodesh, 9:35 Shabbos Malchasa.
Thank you.
And have a great day. Take good care.
Shkoyach.
Thank you, Arsha.